Dapper Dave is back with his big imperious intros. Over to you, Dave.
From Human Traffic to Doctor Who, he's graced our stage and screens for over 25 years, and rarely has he put a foot wrong. Soon to be seen marauding across the stage in Macbeth at the Chichester Festival.
Prison Officers Association.
Soon to be seen marauding across the stage in Macbeth at the Chichester Festival. Please welcome the Shakespearean superstar, John Sim.
John Sim.
Hey, hello.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. You join us to talk about Macbeth under a Macbeth sky.
Oh, it's very Macbethian this morning, isn't it? Yeah, so I brought it with me.
Dapper Dave there, right, Dapper Dave, who is brilliant, by the way, but he trips up a little bit on four lines. How many lines do you have in Macbeth?
Loads.
How many?
I haven't counted them.
Is it in the thousands? It must be, mustn't it?
Yeah, it must be, yeah. I don't know. It's not as big as Hamlet. He hasn't got as many lines as Hamlet, but he's got a lot.
Right, okay. First big question. Why are you doing this to yourself?
Oh, man, I ask myself that every single morning. I seem like a really good idea at the time.
Yeah.
And you say, yeah, I'll do that. I'd love to play Macbeth. And then suddenly you've got to play Macbeth. So now I feel like I'm stood at the bottom of a mountain.
The bottom? Your base camp?
Yeah, we haven't started yet.
No, I know, but you're right at the bottom still.
Well, I've started, you know, I've got my backpack on.
How much of it do you know?
I know quite a bit of it, but I don't know all of it.
Quite a bit. Which is the most important bit to know? I mean, I presume all of it. But if you're gonna have to sort of wing it a little bit, where's the best chances of that?
Can't wing it.
You can't wing Shakespeare.
You can't wing Shakespeare. No. You see, I played Hamlet like 10 years ago, and I thought, yeah, it'd be fine. I've done that. I can do this. But I'm 10 years older now, and the old brain's not quite as, up for it. The learning lines bit. But I've learnt big chunks. Big speeches. I've learnt the greatest hits. It's just the other stuff I need to get in. Yeah. Right. But you know, it's beautiful language. It's gorgeous stuff.
Very important. John Sim in Macbeth at the Chichester Festival Theatre from Saturday the 21st of September to Saturday the 26th of October. More info at cft.org.uk. Cool. I'm going to say this again because you've got John Sim. He's one of our greatest actors, okay? He's one of the greatest actors of his generation, both on the telly, on the big screen, and on stage. And you can see him in Shakespeare playing Macbeth. So you have to go. I'm going to go to this. I love Chichester. I love it. I love John Sim. I've never seen Macbeth.
Oh, well, you should come.
Seeing Hamlet. Of course, I'm going to come.
It's great.
I'm going to book tickets now. Cft.org.uk. The Chichester Festival Theatre from Saturday the 21st of September. Get some culture in your life. It's in a couple of days' time. He doesn't even know it yet. It's going to be hilarious. It's Saturday the 26th of October.
It's not in a couple of days' time. Give me a heart attack.
It's not that far off.
A couple of weeks, yeah.
It's not that far off. So when you're doing something as important as this, vis-a-vis Hamlet, you know, you say you know most of it.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right? You know, with a few days to go, it is only a few days to go, when do you really need to know all of it?
When I'm walking out on stage to do it.
Can it be that late in the day?
Yeah, well, hopefully I will know all of it by the time, you know.
I'm looking for a moment. The producers are listening going, perhaps a week before, previews. Yeah, you're previewing?
Yeah, we've got previews. Yeah. So previews, if I forget it in the previews, you know, I think they pay less money anyway, so that's fine. It's all part of the course.
Of course it is.
But yeah, I should be fine, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Now, do you think that anybody in the audience might know the whole of Macbeth?
What, off by heart?
Yeah.
Wow.
What are the chances of that?
I guess there are some people that do.
So in the previews, if you lose your way and they shout out a little cue for you, that's going to be fine.
That's fine by me.
Okay,
yeah.
Should we give that a go?
Yeah.
Okay, what we'll do, we'll play a little Macbeth tennis. You want a game?
No.
Oh, come on, it's funny.
What, Macbeth tennis?
Yeah. People
what
are
does
in
that mean?
The, well, it means that I'm going to start a line. Right, and you're gonna see it. I'm gonna look at his face.
All right.
Well, I'll make it easy. I'll make it gentle. I'll make it warm. Right.
Okay.
I'll start the line as Johnny Vegas.
Right.
Right, and you pick up in either your John Sim voice or your Macbeth voice.
It's the same voice.
All right. Okay. Is it?
Well, kind of. No, he's a bit posher.
People want a bit more
he's
than that
king.
For their money.
He's a king.
Come on.
He's a bit posher.
All right. It's Johnny Vegas. If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well.
It were done quickly.
Yes. Well done. I'm going to give you a cheer. Can you get some cheers out for John on this? Or hallelujah chorus, because that was pretty impressive, wasn't it? By the way, not at all pre-warm. Well done. There's one. One for one. Can you commentate, Vassos, please?
Okay, that was very much one for one.
One for one. Thank you. All right, more Macbeth lines.
Is this a dagger which I see before me. The handle to hold my hand. Come, let me clutch thee.
I have thee not, and yet I see thee still.
He's done it again! He's back in there, entirely rehearsed.
And that's not only two out of two, but that was a lovely little pause.
OK, only three to go, John.
Oh, no.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, all right.
OK. Right. Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood?
Clean from my hand.
Correct, John! Come on! Doesn't get any better than me.
Maybe I do know it.
I can hear the producers breathing a huge sigh of relief. And Chichester's not just round the corner, you know. It's way down the M27.
Three out of three, John.
Would you like a record before the next
time? A record?
Just a little break.
A bit
of Marvin Gaye. Okay, this is great.
Beautiful.
See, suddenly you're a bit more chipper. Like,
yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Knock it out of the park here. Johnson Macbeth, Chichester Festival Theatre, Saturday, 21st of September. John Sim, the legendary John Sim, joining in our Macbeth challenge. It's Johnny Vegas versus John Sim. And so far, John Sim is winning. 3-0. What are you shaking your head for?
I just wasn't, I didn't expect a Johnny Vegas Macbeth tennis challenge this morning.
You're three out with two to play, so you've already won.
I'm good. Sounds like golf, that, though.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Turn into golf. We'll do it in a second or two, because people are on the edge of their seats. They're loving this.
Right,
this is centre court tickets for Sim versus Vegas. Now, I've got to ask you about what you were talking to Vassos about during that record, because it sounds to me like you were both talking about getting Pete Postlethwaite in St. Petersburg.
No.
Is that correct or not?
No. We were talking about being in St. Petersburg when the White Knights, you know, when it never goes dark.
Mm. Right.
And we were both in St. Petersburg when that happened. So
how did you get from Macbeth to that?
I asked you.
Yeah.
I once knew a kind of grandee of the St. Petersburg stage in the late 90s when you were also in St. Petersburg.
As you do.
And he, because actors weren't paid very much, and if you were in a play, you had to have another job or be in another play. And he was in two plays, but he was such a kind of big famous actor that he was King Lear and he was Macbeth in two plays simultaneously, and it sent him actually bonkers.
Properly bonkers.
Properly
in real
bonkers.
Life.
And I asked John if he could understand why, and then we got onto vodka with your coffee in the morning.
Yeah, in St. Petersburg. I was there doing Crime and Punishment in the late early 2000s, and the White Knights, and everybody was drunk. Everybody.
They really were. All the time.
Everybody.
Just vodka.
Yeah, vodka. Yeah, but I wasn't. I was working, but, you know, everybody else. Yeah. That's what we were talking about.
I only came in on the back end where I thought, how much can happen in a conversation in 2.5 minutes? Only nipped out for a little comfort break. So St. Petersburg, tell us about St. Petersburg. By the way, why is John Sim on? Because he's starring as Macbeth in the Chichester Festival Theatre production of Macbeth from the 21st of September, Saturday, a couple of Saturdays' time, John, to Saturday the 26th of October, cft.org.uk for more information and tickets. St. Petersburg, right, we're due to be doing the show from St. Petersburg.
Are we?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks' time, because of Catherine the Great, which is a Sky original, starring Helen Mirren, amongst many, many others, and they want us to go to St. Petersburg to broadcast from there live in the next couple of weeks. So we need more information about. I mean, obviously,
I've lived there.
There's no need for you to go. So you can,
or what? The other way of thinking about that is, I can show you round.
Well, there'll be St. Petersburg people to do that, Vassos, who've been there for longer than you went there for. But you could guide us around St. Petersburg before we go. That's how useful you could be, and then you don't need to come because you've been.
I prefer the other way around. Why not send the person who knows St. Petersburg?
Well, I might stay here.
Yeah, well,
not again.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake. All right, let's get back to John, because he's a superstar. So, John, also the 20th anniversary of Human Traffic.
Is it? 20?
Yes, 20th anniversary.
Oh, yes, it is, yeah.
Anything going on with that at all? Or
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know. But I do know it's 20 years, yeah.
How many series did that run for?
Human Traffic's movie.
Movie, should know that.
Movie.
Did know that.
It's a movie.
So, well, even worse, you obviously weren't listening earlier because I said it was the 10th anniversary of Human Traffic. So, no, let's Should we park human traffic? Can we park human traffic?
Yeah, yeah, let's park it.
Let's park, let's park human traffic.
1999, wasn't it? That's when it was.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is 20 years.
We're
yeah.
going to get back to Macbeth so quickly now. But via one more thing, if you don't mind. We've heard this whisper that there's a prequel to Game of Thrones and you're in it.
Yeah.
What can you? Because they're all very, they're very secretive about all that stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I can tell from your grimace that you are all. They've ensured you're on the secret bandwagon. Oh, really? One of those ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you say?
I am in it.
Can,
I am in it.
Is that all you can say?
Yeah. No. It's look. There's stuff been released. Naomi Watts is in it. Miranda Richardson's in it.
Yeah.
I'm in it. Other people are in it. Right. And we've shot the pilot. Already,
right.
That's it. That's all I can say.
Okay. And was this all decided? It must have been decided a while back before series 7.
I don't know. But I do know that when I got it,
yes,
I had to go and watch all of Game of Thrones.
I was going to say, did they give you a Game of Thrones quiz or not?
No, they didn't give me any quiz. But I had to download every single episode and just mainline the whole thing in about a month.
When you heard the whisper that they were after you for this, did you feel obliged to do that anyhow, or were you just cool about it? Said no, well, you know, I am.
Oh no,
who
I was happy to do it. I was really very happy to watch it all.
Okay.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Well, I haven't watched it all.
Have you watched it?
No, because what happened was we did our deal with Sky this year, and obviously they are the Game of Thrones platform here in the UK, and so we had to catch up. But we have to watch loads of things every day and read books every day for the show.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, we're not fighting wars or saving lives, but that's what we do for a living.
Yeah.
There's only a certain number of hours in the day, so I watched the first season and a half. And the last season.
Oh,
I know. I missed so many beheadings
yeah,
and bludgeonings
in between.
Yes, there was so much decapitation that
there's lots of that. Yeah.
That I missed out. How did you find? So, how long did it take you to watch the whole of Game of Thrones?
Oh, I was shooting something and I watched it while I was doing the night shoots. So, it took me 3-4 weeks.
Right.
Watching it 2 or 3 a day when I could.
Right, and you don't know. You can't tell us anything about it. You're in it. That's it. So you can't tell us.
Yeah.
Oh. God.
No, I can't really tell.
Can you tell us about your costume?
They never can.
It's really cool.
Is it?
They're the weirdest interviews. They're the weirdest interviews to do, aren't they? Game of Thrones interviews. Because they're not allowed to say anything. So they just say, I'm in it.
It's set like 1,000 years before.
Oh, you're fired.
Or something.
You're fired.
That is quite big.
We've just heard you're fired.
No, I think...
There's too much information.
It's set well before.
The whole building's flashing red. Sims is fired. He's within 100 years. It's too much of the plot to give away.
So I'm just in the pilot. Then you'll see my decapitated head in episode 2.
Yeah. But how much of a breeze, right? How much of a breeze is the next 6 or 9 months or a year or perhaps a bit longer after you finish a run of, say, a Hamlet or a Macbeth? Because it does stretch all the muscles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're out of your comfort zone and then life is a bit easier and breezier thereafter for a while.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas, I have to say. Yeah. It's great. But you know what? When you're up and running
and
you're enjoying it and you're on top of it and it's all going very smoothly, it's the greatest feeling in the world because it's the greatest writer of all time.
Of course it is.
And why wouldn't you want to play that part if you're an actor? It's
an
incredible part.
Because we run marathons and it's not dissimilar. You know, but then when you've trained properly for a marathon, you know, mile 18, mile 19, when it's not hurting like it perhaps has done in the past, you are elated like... It's what do they call it? We talked about it yesterday. Not instant gratification, the opposite of
delayed.
That. Delayed gratification, deferred gratification, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Natural high, isn't
natural
it?
High.
Yeah.
Natural high on your own Shakespearean supply.
Yeah.
Perfect. And once you learn a Macbeth or a Hamlet, because you're only doing it for 5-6 weeks, it's all that work. Why wouldn't you just do it for a year?
Because I'm too old for that.
Serious?
Yeah, it'd kill me. Yeah. When I did Hamlet, and I was 40 when I did Hamlet, and I had a chiropractor following me around.
Oh, my God.
couldn't do two in a day.
How long are you on stage for?
He has a break, actually. Shakespeare, God bless him. He gives these main characters a break. So, do you know what? Macbeth is the shortest one. It's a thriller, so it's fast.
You slacker.
No, it's not. No, I did Hamlet, though. You know, I've done my time.
Yeah.
So it fairly rattles along at a pace. And I do get a little break. You know, there's like 20 minutes when I'm not on stage.
All right.
For people
who are considering dipping their toe into the Shakespearean paddling pool for the first time, would you recommend this one, honestly or not?
Absolutely.
Because you don't need to turn them off Shakespeare.
No, this is the one.
This is the one.
And it's exciting.
This
it's
is
got
it.
Witches,
all right,
supernatural.
Should we all go?
Know?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm in.
Vintage coach trip to Chester to see John in Macbeth. How about that? Yeah.
Absolutely.
A proper old-fashioned beano to go and see Shakespeare.
Fantastic, yeah.
But not before we enter round four of Johnny Vegas versus John Sims in Macbeth tennis. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we have another line from Macbeth. John now realises that he knows more of it than he thought he did at the beginning of the interview, which is a blessed relief to everybody concerned. Okay, it's a little disappointing for us, but that's okay. So here we go. First, Johnny Vegas will deliver the first half of the line, and hopefully John Sim will deliver the second. And he's no idea what we're going to say. This is all from different speeches, different parts of the play Macbeth.
It will have blood, they say.
Blood will have blood.
Oh, he's good, he's good.
You knew you had that. With the word blood. You had it on the B of the blood. Yep. 4 out of 4.
Is it when Ben Stokes hit that final ball for 4 and he knew he'd won?
Yeah.
Was it like that?
It was exactly like that. You were looking down, you were reading, but it was four out of four. Little sparkle in his eye.
John, it's all too good, John. Okay, sure. By the way, if you want to see this brilliant sort of up close and personal Chichester Festival Theatre from Saturday the 21st of September to Saturday the 26th of October, we're going cft.org.uk. Here we go. After this, you're relieved. Literally relieved.
Okay,
of all duties to do with Macbeth for at least the next hour. All right.
Lay on, Macduff.
Hang on. Lay on, Macduff. I did this bit yesterday.
Lay on, Macduff. And?
Oh, I can't remember it.
I'll give you word for word. Jump in whenever you like, okay?
Lay on, Macduff, and damned be...
I can't remember it. I don't know.
Damned be
him that weeps.
Cries. Oh, and damned be him that cries hold enough.
Yes! Come on!
What bit of the play is that in?
That's the end.
I've got that yet. Perfect. All right, thank you so much. John Sim, superstar. Human Traffic is a movie. All right, especially for John, he's a great guest, as always. Brilliant today in Macbeth at the Chichester Festival Theatre. He's got his Beastie Boys t-shirt on, so let's play Sabotage, shall we?